because it's all their liquid has been sucked out. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time, I'll be honest.
I saw it for the first time yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think it's very good.
Well, I liked how sex positive it was.
Like, from a female perspective. Yeah, she has sex with a kangaroo. You don't get any more positive than that.
Yeah, but generally, she just, like, you know, it's not like, oh, she's a whore for, like, you know, I don't know.
Having sex with a kangaroo.
No, yeah, but the whole attitude thing, whatever.
Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good point you're trying to make. It's really running up against the one fact of that movie which I remember. Oh, all right. Are we ready for the next 2 days?
Sure, maybe I should actually click on shit. The Discord to see, and then also... Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. How's your plants?
I don't know. I decided to postpone checking the plants until I'm, like, ready to get out of here.
Fair enough. Good. You got Pikmin to watch. You can't be caring about plants.
Yeah,
you gotta care about these little people.
I love how my life is just like this. Barely holding together. That's what my life is. It's barely holding together. It's fantastic. It's how I always wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, let's get on with day 11, shall we?
Yeah, let's. And this time, I love how the episodes are like now. You know, last time was, oh my god, I'm just doing taxes for the entire episode.
Yep.
And now, we'll see. It's a mystery what this episode is going to be like.
Yeah. So, a fourth dot has been unlocked on the map, the Distant Spring.
Now we've got
the impact site, which is totally finished. We've got both treasures from there.
What about the secret boss at the impact site? Is that there yet?
Yeah, well, we could waste a day finding out, couldn't we? Because we're on track.
Wait. Give me a second to fix a thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah, fix away.
Okay. Flix
away.
I should be louder now.
Oh, hello. What were you doing? Okay, cool. Speaking into the wrong end of the mic or something.
No, I just got the mic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's strapped to my head, otherwise I forget to talk into it.
Oh, I don't like to strap stuff to my head. Generally.
No.
Well... Yeah, no, I don't. Like a latex mask? That was like what I was thinking of, that maybe that was okay, but... It's hard to breathe.
Yeah. You need, like... Get one of the ones with, like, mouth holes. You need one with a mouth hole.
Well, it had one, but it had, like, a zipper, and it was zipped up.
Okay, yeah, it's hard to breathe through a zipper, I guess.
It is.
Someone should unzip that for you.
Well, she did eventually.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man. I'm not even trying.
What? How can you say your safe word through a... You have to mumble it, I guess.
That's the thing, you can't.
Oh, it doesn't check out. Needs a little bit of health and safety needs to get down here and check out this gimp mask.
Well, do you know about gags? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of gags.
Yeah. It's relinquishing control. Safe word of the thing that you can relinquish. It's kind of unsafe, but yeah.
Should we have a safe word for when you get sick of this goddamn game and you want to take control back over your podcast?
Yeah, please. What's it gonna
be? Okay, so it's gonna be like, I don't know, something you'd never say, like, hokatate.
I say that a lot, though.
No, you say Hokkaidite like a Texan, remember?
That's just a bit.
Oh, it's just a bit. From Hokkaidite.
Yeah. What about
what about Mystic Arc? You'd never say that willingly. Oh no, we might be talking about it. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, no. What about Jesus. Oh yeah. Annihilation.
That movie you didn't like.
Yeah. It's a book. Okay, forget sweet. About the movie.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listeners, you all now know the safe word. Let's see how this next pair of days goes.
Oh, you know who likes books?
You?
No.
Me? Brian?
No, we don't really like books. We're trying, but we don't. But you know who does?
Who?
My girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah. Doesn't like video games, but does like books.
I was gonna say, she does like video games, just not as much as I do. She likes books as much as I like video games. I like video games. No, I like books as little as she does video games. So, yeah, it checks out. Today we were lying on the bed. I was playing Elden Ring. She was reading a Detransition Baby.
A what?
Detransition Baby. That's a novel.
Okay.
It's like an Detransition Baby! Exclamation mark.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, I hope you weren't reading that.
No, I can't. It's kind of triggering the shit out of me, but it's apparently funny and stuff.
Oh, great. Well, as long as it's funny, that's fine. I'm sure that's healthy and fine. Just some weird layer of BDSM. Some existential layer of BDSM is going on.
It's a story about, a dude who thinks he's a trans woman and then detransitions after 5 years, so he's back to being a man. And then he has, sex with his boss.
Uh-huh.
And she gets pregnant. But he thought he was, infertile because of the whole transitioning, detransitioning thing. But he wasn't. So she doesn't want the child, but then there's this ex-partner of the main, the protagonist, and she always wanted a child, but she can't get one. So then the idea is to have a love triangle thing where the one woman gets the child of the detransitioned ex-trans woman to have the baby.
It's O. Henry. It's modern O. Henry. That's really funny.
And it's very crass and full of what you'd expect, I guess. That's why I can't read it.
Yeah, maybe steer clear. Stick to Elden Ring, that's probably
I'm probably gonna patch Final Oh shit, I still have God damn it.
Oh.
I have to burn Final Fantasy VIII CDs, so because I can't just steal Lin's copy away, which I've been playing on. Ah, everything's so complicated. Maybe I'll just take Bloodborne with me or something.
Yeah.
Whatever, Dan, let's play fucking Pikmin, I guess.
Alright. So there's two fun things I could do right now if I feel fun and adventurous. I can go back to the impact site, which we've totally cleared out, just to see if there's a Mamuta there or some weird Gulix there.
Yeah.
It would just be to see it, and it wouldn't give us anything except for maybe either a hard time or a bucket load of Pikmin.
I'm so curious, though. I'm so curious.
Or the Distant Spring, the next area, it's early enough in the campaign. It's day 11. There's going to be a super powerful optional boss right here.
No way, go
ill-equipped.
There. Holy shit, that sounds amazing. Go right, yeah. Let's do it.
But, okay. So this is going to be a Smoky Prog challenge run where me, with my 52 blue Pikmin, I guess, is going to just get roughed up by this super tough, the hardest thing in the game.
Just make some more. in this level before you go face it. Make that your objective, and then we're gonna go and fuck it up.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that. So even though I've made all this good progress finishing up the blowjobs in the Forest Naval, which aren't gonna be back if we go back there now, I'm gonna give myself specifically a rough time by going to face the Smoky Prog, listeners. So let's do it.
Yeah.
We're going off to the Distant Spring.
It's like my special ability. I can make people give themselves a tough time. I do that to everybody in my vicinity.
Let's go have a tough time, listeners. Last 2 days, they were too easy. We had too much of a fine old time of it. And it was welcome, given the abomination that occurred, the 130 Pikmin death day. So yeah, let's go back for more of that kind of feeling, shall we? Here we are, it's the Distant Spring.
I should do Felixa, my describe. More often to give you a break. What should I describe? The place you're at?
The region, yeah.
Okay. Wow, there's a flying rainbow-colored weird thing with a snout. Is that the thing?
No, that is a, let me see, it's a blustery blowhog. It's sort of a relative of the fiery blowhogs he fought in the Forest Naval.
Does it also fire?
No, it blows. But what it does is it blows the Pikmin, it can blow them into the water, it can blow their flowers off, turning them back into leaf Pikmin.
Oh, that sucks.
But it works in combination with other enemies. Like, I'll be over here fighting what this is. See that? That is the indefatigable bull bear. It's asleep right now. Should we charge it with 100 reds?
Yes.
Let's fucking do it. Get this. Get these up here. Take this.
Whoa.
See that? That's what 100 reds do to you.
Holy shit.
Look at that thing.
Watch out. The blow thing. Oh, there go all your
flowers. Yeah, the blow thing got us. Holy it got shit. Blowing. Okay. And it like knocks them out of my party. See, if I had timed that worse, I'd be running up to the bull bear.
And it would have like blow right into your shit and destroy your plans.
Yeah, like I reckon if I had chosen to throw Pikmin at the bull bear instead of charging them up its feet, then that thing would have come and interrupted the attack.
So
there's another one! Oh my god!
Can you carry all that shit into the blue onion?
I can get blue pigment to do it, yeah. That's a really good idea. Let's get our hundreds and let's replicate that early success we just had. There's another bull bear here, asleep.
What am I going to eat in a couple hours?
Oh my god. Oh my god, why this? Okay, we got it.
That's what
it's
I'm
fine.
Saying.
It just ate six. Look at that. See this thing?
Ugh, it's got arms. It's like an alien wasp thing.
Yeah, it flies with its antennae. Its antennae have evolved into wings. It is a... Oh, shit, I've forgotten the name of this thing.
What's with the silly frog on the back?
Oh, yeah, it's a yellow... yellow wally hop.
That's cute.
In, like, 2 episodes ago, I accidentally called them a gollywog, which is the word in my head, the bad word that the wally hop reminds me of. And in fact, in Japan and America, they were called, I think, wallywogs.
How is that a bad word?
Because gollywog is a little black doll that in the UK and Australia is very popular with older generations. It's specifically like a little black person.
Okay, shit.
Some people, like big gollywog defenders, it's all based on this old like book. Maybe the book was based on the dolls originally, but like big gollywog defenders say like, oh, he's always like a really friendly guy, it's fine, but it's a like a racial stereotype of a black person, really. And like diehard defenders will go like, no, he's only black because he's a chimney sweep and is covered in soot, but like, why has he got big red lips and like a minstrel outfit on then? Like, oh, I don't know. Anyway. Gollywog, there you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright, so look at these bodies of bull bears and all these...
Stuff them into the blue onion.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need... See, here's the thing. The Smoky Prog is not going to... It's not going to be good for the red Pikmin population. I don't know how to fight it, and I'm fighting against the controls. It's gonna be a bad, it's gonna be a bad time. But I guess I want Tons of Blues. Because it starts out in the water. I'm going to have to clear out the path between the Smoky Prog and us.
Are you not considering... are you considering to not put all of this shit into the Blue Onion right now?
No, we're going to do it.
Okay.
We're going to do it, but I'm just... like, I'm thinking like 6 minutes in the future when the blue population is fine, but the red population is absolutely decimated. But I don't know. I think I'm just... yeah, I'll commit to fighting the prog with blue pigment. Because I'm going to do a lot of fighting in the water, I think. And then it's going to get to land. I guess in this, in that situation I'm imagining, where I wish I hadn't turned these all into blue pigment. No, yeah, it's just the right thing to do. Is to fight it with blue pigment. I think in future pigment installments, red pigment just straight up do more damage than blues and yellows. But in this first one, I think all three types of pigment do the same amount of damage to enemies.
Okay.
I think. So the blues are as good as reds, except they can... like, they're just plain better, because they don't drown when they're, like, 5 feet from water.
Okay.
So let's make that blue Pikmin upgrade.
Should I entertain the listeners in an incredible way in the meantime?
Of course, of course.
Cool. There's this, there's this super, super bad, terrible dating app that I'm just using to, like... be an asshole, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So here's some highlights, okay?
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to translate it as I go because most of it is in German.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So this guy goes, "Hello, how are you?" I'm like, "Hey, I'm good, and you?" And then he says, "Good, thanks, pretty. You're very pretty. Hi, you are man." So I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Men." And I'm question mark. And he's like, "Are you men?" And I'm like, "No question mark." And then he's like, "Oh, I'm men." Laughing emoji. And then I was like, "Okay." And he didn't write me anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you translated that for me.
Yeah.
In the original German, did it sound like this person was struggling with language in any way? Because it sounds like that's what was happening.
Yes, one of the messages was also just, "Are you men?" Like, not translated. Even though everything else was German. It was weird.
Hmm.
You want to know, want to have another one?
Yeah, give us another one. Oh, well, so, I wonder if... so, there's two situations... and depending on the nature of the app, the answer will be given to me. Either he was like ignorant and a little transphobic, or he was gay and looking for a man.
Yeah, I think the gay thing doesn't check out because you can like say what you wanna, like what people you wanna be shown.
Yeah.
And I'm in there as a trans woman, so I wouldn't be shown to gay men.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've come up against a person ignorant.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy. Yes? Can I?
Yeah, yeah, hit me with this guy.
Okay. He says, "Hello." I say, "Hi." He says, "How are you?" I say, "Good, you?" He says, "I'm also good." That's kind of...
so this is going well so far. This is great.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to translate. He's like, not "what are you doing," but like, what pretty thing are you doing?
That.
Like like how you would talk to a kid, basically. I'm like, "Working." Right. He's, "Okay, what are you doing for a living?" "Video editing." "May I ask you a question?" Which is always where I go, yeah, go ahead. So I'm like, "Please?" Question mark.
We're about to go in a direction. I wonder what it will be.
Yes. "I would like to know, are you man or woman?" I, because I can't, like, this German is so bad. Because I can't, I don't know.
Wow.
I say, "Trans woman."
Yeah.
He says, in response... "Do you have dick or pussy? Sorry for big words, but I want to understand." I say, I have a vagina. He say, oh, okay. Thank you. So, you're a woman that wants to be a man.
Right.
Yes.
Right. This is, this app. I don't know.
People, yeah, no, this app is, you know, just for like, I don't know. I like to be on OkCupid more.
Hmm.
People like know how to write words there.
Yeah. Yeah.
On OkCupid, I matched with a guy yesterday, and he's writing me, hey, nice to meet you. I think our girlfriends are colleagues. And I'm like, what? And I tell my girlfriend, and she's looking at him, and he's like, oh my god, that's the boyfriend of, like, her closest colleague at work.
Oh,
like,
no.
No, but it was super cool. She just wrote him, like, a message with a bunch of smileys and regards and whatever. And he says he was gonna send her regards and then proceeded to send me that Spider-Man gif.
Yeah, that's great. I thought that was like a weird ploy. That set off alarm bells. Like, no, it's not. No, block this guy. He's gonna do something weird.
Yeah. But yeah, that actually turned out to be... It's weird how that works.
Yeah. Okay. Now, would you look at this? There's a big egg.
Do you have 100 blue Pikmin with you?
Yeah, I got 100. Some of them have been lost in this difficult terrain. Oh. Hey, get back here. Okay. But I've killed most of the things. They can swim, but they're distracted.
Oh.
No, yeah, I have 100. Okay. So, this is where we're in a... What is this? Like an archipelago of little sand islands?
Totally.
Leading from the mainland to this kind of little pattern of small islands. And in the center of this strange little flower pattern of islands, there is a big egg.
Mm.
So I've never done this before. I've never even seen this before. I always just spend time like... I mean, I've seen it. I've seen other people do it. I've seen other people fail. I've actually never seen anyone kill this thing.
What?
But I understand that the technique... Like, I haven't looked that much, you know? The Pikmin 1 playthroughs I watch are usually speed runs, so they don't bother about this.
Okay.
They just go for all the parts. And they do, like, one day per area, and they get it done in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But so I've watched Lokothor's playthrough of Pikmin 1, and he like activated this thing. He was a bit taken aback because he was like, what is this? I don't remember what the hell this is. I haven't played this game since I was a kid. And then, it gave him a rough time. He ran away. He did something else for a couple days. He came back and it was gone. So I've never seen a successful Smoky Prog takedown. But my understanding is... What I want to do is just damage it as much as possible while it's in its egg. But my question is, am I going to do that by throwing Pikmin onto the egg or charging Pikmin at the base of the egg?
Throwing always, like, insta-kill the ladybug things, right?
The ladybug. I think it's
throwing.
The big successful insta-kill that we had today was charging them at the base.
Yeah.
And then I tried it a second time, and I guess because I got it from the side and I wasn't waggling the C-stick around enough, it woke up and chomped 6 Pikmin before the 100 could kill it.
Kind of sounds like innuendos. Charge at the base.
Which bit? Charge at the base, C-stick. Waggle my C-stick again.
Throw at the tip and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Unzip my mask to utter the safe word. I guess you have to deal with the gag.
I guess what was that about the base? Charge the base?
I think I'm going to throw at the tip rather than charging at the base.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and then I don't know what's going to happen after this, so let's just go.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Alright. Let's just see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to start throwing? I guess I'm gonna stand up on one of these islands.
Yeah, make sure you're like hitting it.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. All right.
Working?
Oh! Okay, there's the smoky frog. We have our first death. Pikmin are clinging to its green body and they are dying. Okay, so how this works is it emits a smoke trail which is deadly to Pikmin. We have to charge it head on. It's heading straight to these yellow Wally Hops, which is terrible because I didn't kill them. I'm throwing it at the face. Pikmin who land in its trail are dying. I've got 44 left out of the 100 which initially mounted the assault. Any Pikmin which are straggling too far behind are dying. It's down to about, oh my god,
half health.
Yeah, almost half health. Okay, and now it's reached our base.
Now you can take the red ones. All of your red
ones. Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to rescue these ones so that the Wally Hop doesn't fully wipe them out.
Hopefully
there we go.
It's not getting away.
It's fine. It wants to just... It's look at what it's doing. It's waiting for me to get the red ones out.
Okay, let's go. Get the red ones out.
It's just going to kill the red ones immediately.
No, you're going to kill it with the red ones. Just charge it head on.
The red ones have to come out of the onion and go down. Look at it. It's heading right for the Pikmin.
Okay, now do it. Now get them out.
Now do it? Okay, get them out.
Quickly.
It'll be fine. You're right.
We'll
get out 100 red Pikmin and it'll be fine.
Yeah, we can do this. Save them. Don't make them go on the blue stuff.
Oh my god, what's it doing? I don't know what it's doing.
It's recharging health.
What? Holy shit, it is! Oh my god. Okay, we gotta... Oh, get away, get away, get away. Oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah, you're doing great. Oh my god, it's dying. Kill it.
It is, it is. It's dying. We've only lost 10 Pikmin so far in the red assault.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm hammering the A button. We got it, we got it, we got it. We're fine, we're okay.
Nice.
We got it.
It's dead.
Look at that, it burns up.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What are you going to get for it?
Look at that.
The goose still there. There we go, now it's gone. What's this? It's like an egg.
It leaves a little... golden egg, yeah.
It's like a little
copper Brussels sprout.
Yeah, totally. I had some yesterday. I can tell.
Mm. I love Brussels sprouts. Let's give it to the blues.
I used to not, but now I do. They're good.
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Give it to the blues.
Yeah, sure.
To regenerate the blue population. And then, I mean, there's a little bit of time left in the day.
What's going to happen with... let's see. What's that thing going to do?
Well, let's just see.
Okay, it's generating some Pikmin.
I think it gives me 100 blue Pikmin.
Alright, I mean, that's a gain.
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, I have lost more blue Pikmin than that in a day.
But not today.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah. But that's it. You don't get, like, what? Why would you do that?
No. It's just the experience.
Ugh, fuck the experience. I want to get rewards. It's a video game.
100 Pikmin is a pretty good reward.
Yeah, but that's just what you're
especially if
in.
You love Pikmin.
I want some return on investment here.
I got more Pikmin back than I threw into the poisonous cloud of smog coming out of the back of the smoky prog.
Yeah, hardly. We should, change professions. This is not worth it.
I mean, Olimar is struggling for his life at this point.
Yeah. Fucking become a video editor. That shit's easy.
Huh? Yeah, just wait for the beats and the music and then cut on them and...
Basically.
Pretty much do it in your sleep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, there we go. We beat the smoky prog. Ah, fuck off. What are you doing? Hey, no. Get absolutely rooted. A little pizza. Describe to the good people what just happened.
Oh my god. One of the alien things that flies with its... What was that? Tendrils? Antenna.
Antennas. The antennas.
Came to fuck our shit up, but it was just kind of a little annoying.
Yeah, they can't actually kill Pikmin, those ones. The only way they could is if they picked a Pikmin up, which was not a blue Pikmin, and then threw it into the water, for example. Because they just pick up Pikmin and they throw them.
Oh, that's not too dangerous.
Nah.
This day wasn't a total disaster. That's good.
No, this was a pretty successful day.
Yeah.
Do you reckon 7 red Pikmin can carry the body of that, No. Oh, let's just get this stuff over here. Oh, listen to this nice little bit of flute music.
I can hardly hear it. Okay, it's nice. Time to construct a placeholder over here, by the way.
Oh, yeah, do some... Yeah.
It's like... Is that a thing in Australia where people make their own cigarettes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you
I
get
know
like
many people who do.
Tobacco and like the empty like shells, and then you push it into the shell.
You roll your own, yeah.
Yeah, no, not rolling your own, but like making them with like a plastic machine on your table.
A plastic machine?
Yeah, where you put in tobacco and then you put in this empty cigarette shell, and then the machine like gets the tobacco into the shell.
Oh. Okay, so the people who I know do it because buying tobacco and your own cigarette papers and then making your own cigarettes is like marginally cheaper than buying cigarettes.
Yeah, it also tastes better. And it's just like better.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I stopped smoking a while ago, except for the occasional cigarette at a party. I'm not rolling anymore, but... This basically feels the same.
Yeah, you're rolling. Yeah. Rolling a placeholder.
Yeah.
Placeholder.
Which sucks. I don't want to do that 3 times a day.
No.
No.
No, worse than a cigarette.
No. No, it's not. Cigarettes are deadly.
Well, it is 11 days since impact, and there does appear to be a large cluster of parts here. If Olimar's calculations are correct, then he should be able to recover virtually all of the missing ship parts. But not quite all of them. Unfortunately, there still seem to be some pieces that remain unaccounted for. There's 17 parts left.
That's a lot of parts.
Oh, wait, no. There's 18 parts left, but we need... Whoa, look at the blues.
Yeah, look
that's,
at the blues.
That's great.
Damn. It's a success story.
Yeah, so the population looked... Okay. No, it looked bad at the beginning of the day, and then okay in the middle of the day, and then it took a nosedive down into the bad territory, and then it zoomed back up higher than it's ever been before. It now rivals the red Pikmin population.
Yeah, by
so we sprouted. We sprouted 180 Pikmin today.
Imagine like white people and like cis hetero people would do that for like, you know, people of color and LGBTQ people. You know,
let them. Yeah, that's right. Cool. Let him bring the little bronze Brussels sprout back to the onion.
Exactly.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
90 Pikmin lost in battle, 180 sprouted. 4 left behind. That's no good. I guess there were some blues out there in the water. They didn't know the war was over.
Yeah. You call those heroes?
There are 19 days left and 18 parts left. Let's waste a little bit more time by going back to the crash site and looking if we've got a Gulix or a Mammut.
Uh-huh. I love wasting time.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're wasting another day going back to the impact site.
Always waste your days.
There is an end boss. So actually, bulking up the Pikmin population might be a good idea, because it's not an easy end boss.
Okay.
Kills a couple Pikmin sometimes when you play. Let's get 33 of these, and 33 of the others, and then 34 of a third. And we'll play it like this.
We still haven't talked about what I should eat later.
Oh, yeah. You talked about it, and then I forgot that you did.
That's fine. But I just remembered that I still have to eat later, and I don't know what I'll eat, and like where it'll come from.
What's that Greek dish which is like a lasagna but not?
What's that supposed to be?
It's got lots and lots of like, I don't know, stuff on top of it.
Huh.
Like creamy stuff.
Oh, that doesn't sound like I can eat it. I can basically only eat fish, meat, and vegetables.
Ah, there you go. I'm just wasting time being distracted by these damn flint beetles. All right, let's see if there's a something up here. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's too big. The crowd of Pikmin is too big to effectively go up the ramp. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Hey, would you look at this thing?
What the fuck?
What's this?
It's a Yeti. Oh, I can totally hear the music now. I know that song. Sorry for microphone moving noises.
I didn't realize it was totally unhostile. Oh! Oh no, a little yellow has aggroed it. Oh! Okay, it's just flattened Olimar. It's gone crazy. Oh no, oh no, get up, Olimar. It can't get up. Okay. I just need to make sure.
Reminds me of somebody, like Frankenstein?
You might be thinking of the monster that Bugs Bunny runs away from in some Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like
the big hairy, I've forgotten what it's called.
Yeah, but I'm like, what I'm thinking about is not like how it looks, but more like how it appears. How its character appears. You know, like what's going on in its head.
Right.
Like Frankenstein, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, see how many Pikmin we lost?
Did you come in here with 100?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost. Wait, you haven't picked those up yet.
That's right. We didn't lose any Pikmin. That monster doesn't kill Pikmin.
What? So it's totally like Frankenstein or something. Like, it doesn't want to hurt anything. It's just, like, sad and strong.
I think, no, Frankenstein wants to hurt people.
But he doesn't really want to. It's more like he doesn't know what to do, and so it happens. Like, initially.
Oh, okay.
Like, he drowns this one lady in the lake, I think, by accident.
And oh, no. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Oh, that's a tragedy.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right. So, yeah, the Mamoo.
I misunderstood, man. Like, not the doctor, the monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. The doctor can go fuck himself.
So the mammoth is like this little sort of pebble creature with like rock lobster. I mean, like lobster claws made of rock for hands. And what it does is it when it hits the Pikmin, it just sort of plants them into the ground. And then you've got to pluck them out afterwards.
Oh.
In Pikmin 2, they're always accompanied by butterflies.
Oh. Interesting.
Let's see. How many yellow Pikmin have we got? Can we get that 20 pellet up there? I think I only got 15.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all the way close to the microphone now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get the full Felixer experience.
I'm right here in your ear.
Ah, this sucks.
Oh, let me tell you. Should I?
Not the full Felixer experience. Yeah, tell me what you want. I told you I love private stuff at the beginning of last episode.
It's not private though.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't bother telling me that.
It's you could say it's private, but it's kind of, it's like. So, my girlfriend just randomly, while we were driving to IKEA, I don't know what exactly she said, but something like, "I want to play Dungeon Master with you," and I'm like, "Whoa, what the fuck's Dungeon Master? Which Dungeon Master?" And she's like, "1987 Dungeon Master," and I'm like, "Oh, I only played Dungeon Master 2: The Legend of Skullkeep. Sorry, I don't know about Dungeon Master from 1987." And so
yeah, it's been coming up, and then we were watching like a video about it by like a guy who like proceeded to do like 3 misogynistic jokes within 5 minutes of talking about an old video game.
Yep.
But then I like downloaded the game and played it a bit with DOSBox. And now the thing is that it's like interesting. We have like, I have a list with stuff I want to do with her, and by now I had to like break up the entries into anime, movies, video games, activities, because there's like over 100 entries in there now. So playing Dungeon Master is just entry number 101. But I don't know, maybe that's the one entry that, you know, well, there will be like a situation in which it's like, what about we play Dungeon Master now?
Yeah. Peter, what the hell is Dungeon Master?
It's like one of the first, if not the first, first-person RPG.
Oh, sure.
You know, back in DOS days, there was like...
There were
like these really old SSI RPGs, which all had like the same engine, and they were cool. And the fighting was like turn-based, top-down perspective stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Dungeon Master came around, and then Eye of the Beholder came around, and Lanzalore, which brings us back to the parcels I opened last episode. Mm-hmm. And Dungeon Master is just the first. And maybe you heard of Legend of Grimrock. It's like a modern revival of these kinds of games, like an homage.
I've heard of it, but never seen it played.
Yeah, but that would be cool to just sit down and be like, fucking let's start and finish Dungeon Master right now. Let's make that our thing for, I don't know, this week or whatever.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah, currently our thing is like workout and eating healthily.
Yeah.
Might as well play Dungeon Master, I guess.
Yeah. You can eat healthily while playing Dungeon Master.
Yeah, but eating healthily and doing workout and stuff, there's like this certain, it like takes up so much of your mental energy that if you do that on a daily basis, you have to make sure that you're not just playing Dungeon Master the other rest of the day, because then you're not gonna be able to keep that up, probably.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I've never eaten healthy or worked out.
Wow, never?
Never, no.
There's a saying by like a Greek old dude. Let me bring it up.
Listeners to the podcast, we are just gathering huge, great, big Pikmin posy pellets to bolster the population through the roof so the Emperor Bulbax can just decimate it in the end and us still creep out still alive.
I guess it's just a thing like I'm propagating without any like proof or anything, but I'm pretty sure some old Greek dude said that everybody should be at the top of their physical health at least once in their life.
Yeah,
and I love that, because if you're like, yeah, that sounds reasonable, I want to have that, then you know what happens?
What?
Well, when do you know that you're at the top of your physical health?
I got no idea. I've never done it.
You don't. If you do, if you start working out and be eating healthily and shit, there's never the point where you're like, okay, I'm now at the top. So you just keep doing it, and you turns out you're now living healthily, and you're like fit and stuff, and you don't stop because there's not a point at which you're like, okay, this is peak. It never is.
Gotcha.
So it's like, it's a trick to trick yourself into being healthy.
Well, thanks for telling me about, now that I know the trick, thanks for telling me about it. I can avoid it.
Yeah.
Phew.
Almost got tricked there.
That's right, almost got tricked.
You're welcome.
But nah.
Yeah. I look out for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Felixo.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh shit, Jarma streamed Bakery Simulator like 23 hours ago. How could I miss that?
I've been in the market for some videos to watch at night recently because I've been watching someone do a modded playthrough of Dark Souls 3, which I found very enjoyable, but it's just ended.
Oh.
Now I need like it was Gary Butterfield from the Watch Out for Fireballs podcast. He's got a co-host, Cole Ross, who's done a whole bunch of. Like, he's done on their YouTube channel, he's got playthroughs of Kingsfield 4 and Demon Souls and stuff, which could be an effective replacement for that, but it's just a bit more boring than Gary Butterfield's playthrough of modded Dark Souls 3. So I kind of want to do like more Dark Souls modded playthroughs, and I kind of don't want to watch a recorded stream. Just because that's irritating. But that's what there is out there. That's what there is mostly out there. When there's like, if it's a Dark Souls challenge run or a modded run, it's usually a stream that gets re-uploaded onto YouTube.
Yeah.
So if any listeners know of a YouTube Let's Play series, which is a modded playthrough of a Dark Souls game, or a, you know, Soulsborne, whatever, then tell me about it, if it's any good. Now, what were you going to say?
Well, it's not true, actually. I was going to say all the videos I watch on YouTube are, like, recorded streams, but it's not true. I watch recorded streams for working out, because they just never end, and I can just have something running that is semi-interesting while I work out.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the other thing I watch is LGR, which is this one dude who has been doing like YouTube-style videos on old DOS games for like 10 years. So there's just a never-ending amount of these videos that you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's some fucked up shit that I watch. Do you know Retsuprey, like Diabetes and Slowby from Something Awful, who were like riffing on Let's Plays?
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of their Darkseed.
Right.
Darkseed 2 playthrough, on your recommendation, I think.
Cool. So they were like riffing on random Let's Players on YouTube back in the day. And yeah. I just ended up following a bunch of the people they were riffing on, because I was like, oh my god, these people are like angels. And some of those I very rarely give a watch, because it's like 50% endearing, 50% cringe.
Yeah.
So
the Retsuprey people were watching other YouTubers' videos and talking over the videos? And did the original videos have commentary?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So basically there's this British guy who's Let's Playing Super Mario 64, and then he's going like, teleport, Mario! And then they're like, teleport! Oh my god, did you hear that? Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like a sort of parasite.
Yeah, totally. They're like coming in, taking this thing that's standing on its own, and they're like, listen to this shit. How fucking garbage are these people for, you know, trying to have fun playing a video game and recording themselves talking about it? Oh my god, listen to these absolute idiots trying to, like, enjoy themselves. Wow. And then you're watching this and being like, ha! Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah, different times, man.
Yeah, different times.
Different times,
I guess. Although I'm only learning that was different times right now. So the Retsuprey is an old series.
Let me take a look. Let me see what these guys are up to.
Right. While you look them up, 12 days since impact. Hope has begun to well up within me for the dolphin's repair and my own chances for a reunion with my dear family. Tomorrow I shall go forth with a new attitude and continue my exploration in a different region. I hope that fortune will smile upon me.
Okay, so eventually they started only doing this about video games, like watching a long play of a video game and laughing about how bad a video game is.
Yeah.
But then they also did that for Kickstarters. And looking at that and being like, oh my god, look at these fucking idiots and their Kickstarters.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
Yeah. The Darkseid playthrough that I was watching of theirs, it took me a little while to figure this out, but they weren't playing the game themselves, they were watching someone's commentary-less playthrough of it.
Yeah, and eventually that person is like playing the game in a non-perfect way and wasting a whole bunch of time, and they're like kind of stumped, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. I'll probably watch something different instead.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
some more Namibian seal rescue, or maybe some more. I've been watching Lobos Jr. His streams, like that he re-uploads to YouTube, all of the kind of, you know, Dark Souls 2 challenge run variety, which I have been gravitating towards. But they're not like, I don't know. The really good thing about the Gary Butterfield one was like, okay, hi, this is episode 1. We're going to do this area. And he did it, and it took an hour. And then it was like, all right, see you later. And then episode 2, hey, we're on to the next area. And that felt good going in, you know? As opposed to the stream, which it just goes forever. It's like, there's no stopping point. It's undigestible, incontainable.
Fuck, it's smelling so good here right now.
What?
Somebody's cooking somewhere. It's smelling like potatoes and maybe omelette? Like pancake? Oh. Shit.
Yeah, it's smelling like kartoffels and eyes, right?
Eyes?
Eyes, eye, you know?
Oh, like
eggs? The germ of an egg. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know the German for omelette.
You know what urge I got?
Oh, tell me your urges, yes.
I wanted to, like, record this smell and send it to my girlfriend to entice her to eat something good later in the evening, but that's not a thing. You can't do that.
You can't. It's never been invented, no.
That sucks. Why can't you, like, record and send smells?
Yeah, well, forget about your whole placeholder idea. Get on with a smell recorder.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision, that's a thing.
It is. I guess, yeah, well, if your smell recorder idea works, then smell-o-vision can be a thing. Because smell-o-vision was always like a reagent which generates a smell is distributed. Not like a smell is sampled and then replayed.
What the hell? You'd have to probably record smells?
Sorry. Probably nanomachines have to do it.
Well, they can do anything.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
They're like, yeah, they'll go onto the smell and then they'll make themselves the same like microscopic shape as it, and then when they go up in your nose and get absorbed into your bloodstream and into your brain, it smells exactly like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it'll happen.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
Alright, listeners, speaking of reasonable, that episode that we just did, we sure didn't get any parts, but we sure did get 153 new Pikmin sprouted. We've now got a total Pikmin population of 557.
Can you believe that I did not pay attention ever since you killed that thing? How long have you been playing since then?
I mean, just the rest of that day, so not that long. I mean, talked to me. That was nice.
Wait. That day was over, like, when you were done killing that thing. What happened since?
Since then, I went around and I got every single large pellet posy, and that's why we got 153 new Pikmin.
But was another whole day?
No, that was the same day. Same day.
No, I mean the population with where the blue, like, skyrocketed.
Oh, that was a different... Yeah, that was a different day.
That's the last thing I remember.
Well, you don't... Well, hang on. So which thing do you remember me killing in the blue population skyrocketing?
Oh, wait. Now I remember the Frankenstein dude.
Yeah, that's right. The smoky prog happened yesterday. Right. You just watched me beat the Frankenstein dude.
Right. But that was also a long time ago.
It was. And so for the rest of that day, I just bolstered the Pikmin population in preparation for the coming, what would you call it? Annihilation. Oh!